This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and happy weekend, everybody. I'm so glad that you're with us. And right now, we want to help our baby boomers, and that's what our show is all about. And to help us in the career segment of our program is Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is a co-host on New Beginnings. We focus on careers, and the name of his company is Ripple Connects, and Ripple Connects helps to turn candidates into contenders. Welcome, Joe McKenzie.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. How do you turn candidates into contenders?
We turn candidates into contenders by giving them the insights, the skills, the techniques to find good jobs for themselves. And that specific technique is asking good questions in an interview. I didn't say answer good questions in an interview. I said ask good, compelling questions at the beginning of an interview. Mm-hmm. That's a technique that Ripple Connects clients, when we turn them into contenders, boy, they start talking about what day one of year two looks like. They start talking about how am I going to be measured for success after year one. That's just one technique that we help our clients turn into contenders. We turn our clients into contenders by looking in the hidden job market so we can find those unadvertised opportunities to thrive. So we have those bench of advocates that uncover and really alert us to opportunities where we can thrive. Those are just two examples of how we do that, Freddie.
How can our audience reach you, Joe McKenzie?
Two ways. RippleConnects.com is my website. Gives anybody a good opportunity to see how I've helped impacted people in their careers, or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. And Freddie, you know what? I return everybody's calls because it's the right thing to do.
And as you turn those candidates into contenders, let's discuss how organizations are competing today.
Yes.
To find that missing piece in regards to new employees.
Yes.
To help their organizations drive success. How does that take place?
We live in a competitive environment. The Twin Cities is very competitive. Look at all the corporate headquarters. Look at all the people, companies that are doing worldwide business activity. Those organizations need the best. And they're looking a lot of times for that missing piece. You know, maybe it's that customer service, that department that's just not excelling where they need to be. Maybe it's the accounting department, sales, the process or IT. Those are the missing pieces that organizations are looking for. But unfortunately, a lot of us don't think that we're the missing piece, but we are. Freddie, you've been a part of organizations that you've driven success, agreed?
That's right. That's right.
We were who they were looking for, correct?
That is right. That is right.
So absolutely, you know, those organizations are looking for those pieces. They want to win that Super Bowl in the corporate world. 4 or 5 years ago when the Denver Broncos went out and got Peyton Manning in his later 30s with a bad neck, why did they go out and get Peyton Manning?
He was the best, and I believe they thought that he could give them the best opportunity to win.
Absolutely. And what happened when they brought him on? What was the outcome?
I think it was a Super Bowl championship.
There you go. So he was the missing piece that they needed. They had a great defense, but they needed someone to guide that offense. Mm-hmm. And when we start thinking about ourselves as that missing piece and in our own acumen and our own experience, especially the baby boomers, we bring so much insight. We bring so much context of where an industry's been, what's worked, what hasn't worked. Boy, Peyton Manning would walk up to the line and know exactly before he yelled Omaha what he was going to do, right?
That's
he
right.
looked across the line because he knew it was going to happen. As baby boomers and Gen Xers, we can see a lot of things that are happening. We can dodge. We can avoid. We can see opportunity to bring an organization forward because we've been there. And that's the missing piece a lot of organizations are looking for, that savvy, that veteran experience, to use a football term, that's going to guide that organization to success.
How do you help your clients to understand and have that confidence and know that they are the missing piece for an organization?
That is a great question. And that's one of the things that we do work with our clients. And we drill down on their accomplishments. As Minnesotans, we don't like to talk about ourselves. We just say, well, I was doing my job. Boy, but when we start talking about what they accomplished, how many customers they supported, how they improved this process or how they improved the bottom line, and we draw that out as a Ripple Connects team, they start to realize what they have accomplished. And that's that confidence piece that now they shop that those accomplishments and they start seeking out organizations that need that. I know I worked with someone that was with a company for well over 20 years and they worked with a Fortune 500 company. And we talked about when they first started working with them, they were at about $5 million in sales a year. When this person was done working with them 5-6 years later, they were doing $10 million annually in sales.
Wow.
And this person was supporting and making sure everything was going for it in a sales capacity. Think about that, Freddie. Is that not an accomplishment that next organization who wants to be a competitor and to succeed is looking for?
I would say yes, that's a major accomplishment.
That happens every day in the Twin Cities. When we help our clients to realize the impact they've had, yes, many times they were a part of a bigger team, but still, you think about that individual and how they brought it all together, how they were there for it, how they drove that success, how they watched the small details to make sure that things happened, the accounting, in this case, it was the sales volume. That was the missing piece for this person's new organization.
So that's what you mean when you're talking about uncovering your transferable skills. So you may have been a really great success where you were or where you're transitioning from, but can be an even bigger success to where you might wind up.
Absolutely. That next organization may need you more than you can ever imagine. I know personally, when I entered the nonprofit, my selling skills allowed a nonprofit in St. Paul to grow their employment partners. I tripled it in about a little over 2 years.
Wow.
They were hiring people full-time with benefits. They never even imagined that they'd get to that point. I wanted to know where they wanted to go, and that was just an arbitrary number. I went out and used the same sales process I used in the office equipment industry to drive their success. And today, this organization, I'm no longer with them, but that employment service program still has those employment partners I brought in. So I was that missing piece for that department.
Wow.
And I realized how much impact I have because I know a lot of people that are employed today because of my business development activity.
We're talking about understanding how you can be an organization's missing piece for success. So as we look at this, how does someone wanting to make that job change, Joe, learn about opportunities that they can put themselves into to be that missing piece?
It's very difficult to read job descriptions all day long and try to figure out what that organization needs. You can get clues from that. They will give you clues and you're looking for, what area of the company they're looking for. But sometimes it's better to try to figure out from internally or someone that knows of that competitor, that industry, that's going to give you that insight. You know, this company is losing clients. They cannot retain clients because they don't have a robust customer service platform to work from. And then when you bring that all together, and if you're in that space, if you worked in that space, now you know why that organization needs you because you're that missing piece. So it's a dual. Job descriptions are tough to find those clues, but you can find some of them, but really it's talking to others in that industry. And why is this company struggling? Why are they going out to hire this person? And that's probably your best plan is to really set yourself up by success by getting the word out on what you're looking to do and start asking good questions of the people you know.
That's interesting.
It was very apparent that the Denver Broncos needed a quarterback.
Right.
It's not always apparent that company ABC is looking for a customer service manager, or a sales manager, an IT manager. That takes some time. You're going to have to use LinkedIn. You're going to have to use your connections. You're going to have conversations.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie. We're just about out of time, Joe, but what are some actionable steps, maybe one or two, that someone can take right now this weekend to bring about or to begin to learn about and uncover those new opportunities to drive success in an organization and to be that missing piece?
Well, first of all, realize that your successes can translate to other companies. It's yes, you were doing your job. That's what you were getting paid to do. But start to realize, start to reflect upon the impact that you had and quantify your accomplishments, much like the example I gave in this program about that person who drove sales with the Fortune 500 company from 5 million to 10 million. And then start realizing those conversations are with others in your network in that industry are going to help you get some clarity. Job descriptions are tough to figure out what they need, but they will give you clues.
All right, Joe, we got to leave it right there. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects, I can tell.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And we have more new beginnings coming right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
By now, we're sure our New Beginnings audience has heard about the loss of superstar Aretha Franklin. But do you remember that back in 2014, she played the Minnesota State Fair? About a week prior to the performance, Freddie Bell had the chance to interview the Queen of Soul. And we'd like to replay that interview for you today on New Beginnings.
Everybody, please welcome to our studios a voice that I know that you know that hails from Memphis, Tennessee, raised in Buffalo and in Detroit. Say hello to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Hello, Aretha. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Freddie. Hello, 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 Minneapolis. How are you in St. Paul?
We're so excited. Everyone is just really excited to have you come to the Twin Cities, where they say there's really not a lot of great acts, but all of a sudden, the Queen of Soul is coming to the Twin Cities. We are really excited that you're coming here.
Well, I am thrilled to be coming. I always have a good time when I come up to Minneapolis. And Mystic Lake, I've done that venue. And I remember singing in Minneapolis many, many years ago when I was a teenager, and the snow, it's like you guys are the snow belt up there. I had to walk like 3 blocks to cross the street. The venue was like right across the street from the hotel. But I've been there since then, too.
Oh, my goodness. So do you have a pleasant memory of St. Paul?
Oh, yeah, I have very good memories of St. Paul.
Wow. Everybody, if you haven't heard, we're talking with Aretha Franklin, who will be at the Minnesota State Fair this weekend. And actually, you're mm-hmm. touring a lot of fairs in the upper Midwest this year. How did that decision come about that you would make your presence known at fairs across the country?
Well, I don't know that my agent just called and told me the calls were coming in, and I picked the ones that I wanted to do. And that was the Ohio State Fair, the Milwaukee State Fair. I just did DTE Energy out in Detroit. That's not a state fair, though.
Mm-hmm.
But and then Minneapolis, and so on and so on.
Wow. You know, we...
Listen, once I get my elephant ears, I'm ready to sing. I love elephant ears. You can only get them at the state fair.
Oh, and you can find a lot of great things on the stick at the state fair, Aretha.
All right.
Everybody, Aretha will be here this weekend, and I'm just excited. I'm reading about the work that you're doing. You're teaming up again with Clive Davis, and the album is a new album, again, is set for release mm-hmm. in September. How is the work coming along? How close are you to conclusion?
We are very, very close. We will finish on the 28th of August. Andre 3000, I talked to him last night, and he's readying his tracks. We already have 6 tracks that are finished that Babyface has come and gone with, and then Harvey Mason will do the last 2 tracks.
Tell us about the flavor of the CD, Miss Franklin.
Okay, well, the concept was doing some of the R&B and pop classics, and I'm doing things like Midnight Train and What's Love Got to Do with It, and No One, Alicia Keys, Diana Ross, what is the name of that? The name escapes me right now. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot on my mind. A lot on my mind, but it's one of the Supremes, one of the old Supremes songs. Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
All right.
And just a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
I'm every woman. All right. So mm-hmm. that's set for release in September, and you're just about done. Did you ever think that you would do another CD, or did you think you were already finished?
Oh, please. Are you kidding? You couldn't be serious. You couldn't be serious. Get out of here. Oh, I'm just getting started.
I hear you.
Yeah, I am just getting started.
So what's next? You got the CD?
So, okay, the CD. I have 2 deals on the table. As a matter of fact, I have 3 deals on the table for the biopic, the movie. And that should be worked out, hopefully, by the end of the year. And let's see, what else am I doing? I am producing my grandson, Jordan, and my granddaughter, Victory, whom you all probably saw on the BET Honors when she sung for me.
Absolutely.
And my son, Kay Point, was on, and Kay Point will be in Minneapolis with me.
Oh, my.
He's going to open before the Tops, and I can't wait to hear the Tops. I just love them. Love them, love them, love them. And I can't wait to get there.
Wow. So in the movie version that you're working on, who do you think would be best to portray the Queen of Soul, Miss Franklin?
Well, we have several people's name on the table right now. Audrey McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
She just won a Tony for Lady Days. For her portrayal of Lady Day.
Right.
And Audra, it depends on whether or not Audra can get over into soul really heavily.
Mm.
It just depends whether or not she can. She's more of a Broadway singer as we've heard her, but she also is an actress, and it's her job to go to that place, whatever it is, you know, if she's going to accept the portrayal. So it could be Audra, it could be someone out of the director's book whom I have not thought of or heard.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Jennifer Hudson. So we'll see.
Wow. So would you be coaching any one of those great ladies that you just mentioned, Ms. Franklin, to star as you?
I could. I could. We'll see. I could.
Everybody, we're talking with Aretha Franklin this morning on the program, and you talked about all the different projects. There was a book that was written about your life some years ago. Do you think it might be time to tell the story and to reveal more stories about your great life?
From these roots. We probably will use an adaptation from the book for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm adamant about who's going to play me and who's going to play my dad and who's going to play any of the members of my family.
So it still may be a few years before we see this unfold and it gets to the screen.
I don't think so. I don't think it will be that long at all.
Oh, really?
I really don't, no.
Okay.
It's been a long time, but putting it that way gives them a certain amount of control, and it still gives me the control over who's going to play me and my dad and family.
Mm-hmm. I know you've worked with a lot of people over the years, Ms. Franklin. If there was one thing that you would like to do musically that you haven't done, what would that be? What is the project that you'd like to tackle before you hang up the music sheets and say, I'm done?
Oh, I'm going to hang my shoes up. I'm not doing that. I'm going to be singing from here on out, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All the way. But what I would like to do in the immediate future is do some things with Stevie and get this biopic up and off the table and on the silver screen. And those are the things that I'm really working on. And I'm working with my granddaughter, Victory, coaching her.
Wow, what a great coach to have. And I know that you got a lot of attention because of a restaurant called Johnny Rockets. Are you going to any more Johnny Rockets anytime soon, Miss Franklin?
You know, it wasn't Johnny Rockets. It was that particular Johnny Rockets.
I see.
But the server definitely was not young. She was not a kid, and she was not inexperienced. And I really didn't appreciate what was said. And I won't go into what all was said before I walked out, okay?
I understand. This is a family show.
All right. Just read between the lines. That's right.
I know we're just about out of time, Ms. Franklin, and I have to ask you, in your own way, you know, this is the Freddie Show, and we love having you on. Can you take 10 or 15 seconds and just sing us or hum us a bar of one of your favorite songs so that we know that this is the Aretha Franklin?
What you need, you know I got it. That's it.
If you were to sing the words Freddie Bell, how would it sound?
Freddie Bell, 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 Freddie Bell, 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 Freddie Bell.
Do you have a final thought for our audience who just loves your work so much this morning?
Absolutely, yeah. Just come on out, enjoy the State Fair, enjoy the Four Tops. You know how good they are. I just can't wait to enjoy them. Those are my guys. I really, really love them.
Well, and we love you too. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
My buddy, thank you.
All right. Take care now.
From 2014, that's Freddie Bell and the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
New Beginnings continues at this moment, and with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Good afternoon, Kelly.
It's my pleasure to be here with you.
This is a brand new segment, and the title of our conversation this afternoon is Creating a Brand New Me, Creating a New Me. How do we create ourselves when we're already here?
That is a, I love the way you frame that. That's really, really brilliant. And it's so interesting because it doesn't matter who is sitting across from me. It doesn't matter what change a client of mine is wanting to make, whether it's to give up smoking, to create healthier eating habits, to become a more relaxed, calmer presence, any number of things. One of the most important questions, if not the most important question, is, well, who are you as this new being? We know what you don't want. We know that you no longer want to smoke. We know that you want to lose weight. We know what you no longer want to be. And that picture, that vision, that image, that experience is very, very solidified. It's very definite. Everybody has a very, very definite picture of who they are. And it's so important to engage in the process of deciding who you are as this new person. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about time. And so each of us knows exactly who we are when we're running around, rushing frantically, telling ourselves we don't have any time. We know who that person is. We know what that feels like. But do we know what it feels like to create the feeling of having enough time? And if we don't, then it behooves us to sit with that question and begin to ask it, either that question, who am I, this new person who has all of the time to do everything that is important? Who is this person who is now a non-smoker? Who is this person who chooses loving food choices for themselves? So they get a very clear, defined picture to replace the old one. Because in the absence of a plan, guess what happens?
Any and everything.
Yeah. Well, and you simply default back to the ingrained program, into the ingrained experience, into the conditioned process, because the mind doesn't want to spend a lot of time thinking up new identities every step of the way. So it just goes back to the one that's been most conditioned. So spending some time to get a really clear picture and a really clear idea. And the great thing about this is you get to decide, who am I? This person who has enough time. Oh, I'm someone who walks calmly. I don't rush anymore. I slow down all of my movements. I slow down my speech. I talk in a more deliberate way. I pause. I take a moment. I take downtime for myself. I prepare my meals because I have enough time to do everything that is important. Well, you can use that scenario or any other one, but it's really, really important to answer that question.
It puts you in a powerful position.
It absolutely does. It's a completely powerful position. It gives you complete creative license to decide who you are going forward. Because if we never ask the question, we just keep doing the same old stuff day in and day out. And then we wonder why nothing changes.
Exactly. For more details, how can we reach you, Kelly?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And by the way, if you'd like to get more information about Joe McKenzie, he's at RippleConnects.com. And right now, it's time to bring you something that you probably should know. And this week is five ideas about what you might have about planning. Maybe they're misconceptions. As I talk to different financial planners around the country, they tell me that financial planning isn't just for that annoying friend who brags about fabulous vacations, but financial planning is for everybody, and ideally is something that we should all be engaged in right now. There are some common myths about financial planning, and I've got five things that you should know when it comes to financial planning. I'll give you the headlines first. One, financial planning is only for rich people. Number two, financial planning costs way too much. Number three, financial planning can wait until life settles down. I know you've heard that one. Number four, it's all about the portfolio. And then number five, get a plan and then you're set. All right, let's go with number one. Financial planning is only for rich people. Well, the experts tell me that financial planning is for anyone who wants to figure out how to manage their money in order to achieve their dreams. So the question is, what is your goal? What is it that you'd like to achieve when you think about financial planning? So for example, if you have goals for what you want to do or need help in crafting them, then you're a good candidate for financial planning. So the key is to get an idea of what you want, but if you don't know what that is, that's a good time to contact a financial planner. Number two in the five misconceptions about financial planning is that it costs too much. Actually, you can create a plan yourself. You'll have to find a variety of free tools online, such as budgeting and retirement calculators, or you can hire a financial planner. Some planners charge hourly fees for their advice. Now, hiring help is a good idea if you're overwhelmed or confused about planning a big life change such as a divorce or starting a business, or your finances have grown too complex for a do-it-yourself plan. It's at that point that you need to consider interviewing and finding a financial planner. Number three, financial planning can wait until life settles down. I laugh about that because I know for a fact and all the talks that I give across the country about setting your own goals and just planning your life, that life never does really settle down. As a matter of fact, if you wait until life settles down, that could be a long, long wait. So if you feel like things are a little too chaotic right now, a financial plan might be just what you need. The way it works is that if you see it as an educational process to give people control and understanding, then you'll start to understand that a financial plan needs to happen almost immediately. It promotes peace of mind, and that can also lead to better decision-making. In case you just joined us, we're giving you five misconceptions that you might have about financial planning. One, that financial planning isn't just for that annoying friend who talks about the fabulous places, but it could be for everyone. Financial planning, as we've already discovered, number one, is not just for rich people. Number two, it doesn't necessarily have to cost too much. It's all consistent with the goals that you want to achieve. And we just mentioned how financial planning does not necessarily wait until life settles down, because we just mentioned that life never really does. settle down. And then number four, it's all about the portfolio. Beyond investments, a comprehensive financial plan looks at your overall situation, your debts, your income, your savings, your cash flow. It looks at all of that. It also considers insurance that's needed to protect your assets, retirement and estate planning, and your tax strategy. You don't have to have necessarily a full-blown financial plan to invest. Contribute to a 401k at work. Maybe you have an IRA. If you are already an investor, a financial plan can align investments with your goals. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of this is predicated on the goals and what it is that you want to achieve. And the fifth misconception about planning is that if you get a plan and then you're just set. Well, not necessarily so. You have to follow up on the recommendations such as practicing good spending habits, maybe getting enough life insurance, getting your health in shape, and then updating your will. Just as there is an annual tax season, there also should be an annual financial planning season. And that planning season is up to you. Pick a time when your calendar tends to be slower and use it to tend to your financial plan each year. Visit it at least once each year. So those five misconceptions: financial planning is only for rich people. We've learned that that's not necessarily true. Financial planning costs too much. We mentioned that that's all predicated on your goals and what it is that you like to achieve. And financial planning can wait until life settles down. We've said this a couple of times now that life never really does settle down. And it's all about the portfolio. Well, it's about the portfolio, but it's much more than that. It's about the insurance. It's about your cash flow, debts, income, savings, all of that. And then once you do get a financial plan together, then that's it. But we just shared with you that a financial plan needs to be revisited at least once a year. I'm Freddie Bell. We're talking about how to take care of you now that you're beyond 50, or you're getting close to it, or you're already in the mix. This is New Beginnings, and our show continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is power, that inner quality that directs our thoughts, words, and actions. Did you know that every time you think or speak, you're actually applying a creative power? Your choices shape your reality. If you choose to create good, to attract wealth, to establish peace, it's all from that power that you already have, the power of choice. You can actually promote peace in the world through your thoughts, through your words of conciliation, and through constructive action. All true power emanates from the thoughts that you hold in your mind. That's our point of focus, power. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. Freddie@freddiebell.com.
here's your host, Freddie Bell.
As he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
I don't know about you, but at times I feel uncomfortable with my life, in small ways, in big ways. And I'm not talking about this. This week, as I'm ending my dietary fast of 2 weeks, I'm feeling uncomfortable with my food, or I should say my lack of it. Often wondering, when am I going to be able to eat something solid again? As my weight fluctuates, I feel uncomfortable in my clothes. I sometimes wonder, where, oh, where has my waist gone? But in a much broader perspective, I'm feeling at dis-ease with the world and my place in it. So much change, so much uncertainty, discontent, difficulties, even violence and hate and prejudice. I find it can be a challenge to maintain a sense of calm and peace and a purpose and a rightful place in the world. How does one effectively navigate this sea of change and avoid becoming a mental or emotional shipwreck? Our Unity tradition, like every faith tradition, has a method of spiritual practice to assist a human being to stay the course through life and develop an attitude of soul or a mindset that makes the overcoming of obstacles possible. As a connection to a higher power, prayer has been practiced since ancient times in many forms by many religious traditions. A classic example from the Judeo-Christian tradition is one of the many prayers of David recorded in the Psalms. Today's lectionary, shared by Christian churches throughout the world, focuses on a reading from Psalm 34, which is such a good example of what I am speaking. It speaks of a prayer agreement or relationship, in this case, between young David and his God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my speech. My soul will stake its claim in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name and nature together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to God and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who know him, and God rescues them. Oh, taste, taste, and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the one who takes refuge in God. At that time of that prayer, David was still a young man and not the great king of a kingdom. And he had doubts and he had fears. And at times he was even pursued by those who would do him harm. Now, in the modern words of Rufus Goodwin, a longtime United Press international correspondent to the Vatican, he wrote, "By initiating and nurturing our inner life, prayer can help us change. It can elicit deep responses in our mental and physical life. It can become a means of perception, a way of seeing the world. And it can change the root of perception. It can help us to mentally restructure how we think and what we think. Changing perceptions is a way to change yourself and the world. Prayer is a way out of the present, reaching into the past of God's creative power and into a future of hope." Goodwin also offers this riddle in his book, The Story of Prayer. Is prayer the spark that God kindles in us? Or does our prayer kindle the spark of God? This suggests to me that prayer is a two-way road, a dual process. We both seek help, comfort, peace, and we in turn add to the world our faith, our consciousness or mindfulness of peace, goodwill, and faith in a greater power at work. If we recall David's prayer of 3,000 years ago, there is a covenant or a relationship implied between the created and the Creator, between the individual and God. They that remember or remain aware or mindful of one another, that is the essence of relationship. David remembers God in his praise and thanksgiving and turns to God for guidance. God remembers David and guides, aids, and sustains his creation. This same two-way relationship is expressed in our unity tradition as well, because it is an eternal idea. Some people think of Silent Unity, our international prayer ministry, as a source of prayer support, and it is. But from the beginning of Silent Unity in 1891, people were invited to remember and support the prayer ministry, not just with financial gifts, but also with prayer. The monthly Silent Unity affirmations like I use in our time of prayer each Sunday, and the Daily Word magazine of devotional readings, are ways that Unity has written for people around the world to join in building up the Silent Unity consciousness, a world consciousness of peace, goodwill, compassion, and all possibilities.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering. Well,
if you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.